Good evening, everyone. I'm going to call the regular meeting for the Coburn Town Council for Monday, February the 10th, 2020 to order. Kathy, if you do a roll call, please.
Mike Holbrook.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devante Mooney.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Nancy Cowles.
Here.
Okay, we have everyone present, so we can go forward with the meeting. I'm going to ask everyone to please turn your cell phones either to the silent or to the off position. And we would really appreciate. And then those of you up here at the desk, if you would, please speak directly into your microphones so that everyone out in the audience can hear. And anyone that does public expression, please speak directly into the microphone so everyone can hear also. Thank you. First item on the agenda is a opening prayer. Mr. Steele, if you'll lead us in an opening prayer, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you all. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It can be amended by...
Are you going to do roll call?
Are you doing roll call?
Yeah, we did.
We didn't roll call. Yeah, we can do public expression first. Okay, let's go to public expression first. And Jeremy, can you give us just a little bit more volume, please? Okay, public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, or interested person in and around the town of Coburn. We ask that when you step forward that you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Anyone for public expression? Is this dealing with the second rights?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have a separate expression period for that, if that's okay with you all. And that way there's no confusion, and then whoever wants to speak on that can come forward and speak.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else for public expression? Okay, hearing no one step forward, we will close public expression. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It can be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
I move to add under new business item C, Coburn Girl Scout geocaching.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to add to the agenda the Girl Scouts Troop 501. I'll second that motion. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of adding this to the agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Can I also make a motion that we move from new business item A, the Second Amendment Sanctuary, to before reports tonight? That is in form of a motion.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? All those in favor of moving the Second Amendment to before reports, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, it's moved. Are there any additional additions or deletions to the agenda?
Anybody here from this other letter to Wayne here?
Mm-hmm.
Are they here?
Who?
I'm trying to find it. This.
I don't believe so.
Okay. I'm done there.
That it? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended.
Okay.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have an agenda. First item on that agenda is under new business A, Second Amendment Sanctuary. I ask that when you step forward, that you limit your comments to 5 minutes. Please state your name, your address, and is there anyone for expression on the Second Amendment Sanctuary?
My name is Roger Sarden. I live at 622 Madison Street. And y'all know why I'm here. It's for the Second Amendment. I noticed we got a lot fuller house than what we had before. And there are several citizens that couldn't be here. They strongly support this. I have several neighbors myself on Madison Street that is sickly, but they support this Second Amendment right. And, I mean, the way I look at it, we have a right to protect our families from any kind of intrusions, whether out, if we're out and about somewhere, if somebody tries to hijack a car or tries to hurt our relatives or whatever, even helping the police force. I mean, you know, you drive by, the police force can't, you know, if you take two or three that get unruly, I mean, a citizen's got to help. And that's the only way that we can do it. And, you know, I'm not going to stand for them to take my guns, the governor or whoever, to take my weapons for me to protect my family. And along with the predators too. I mean, like I said last time, I seen a coyote on Madison Street. And I had to walk my little dog down Madison Street a lot. I'm sure Sharon seen me walking. You know, and I mean, it was like at 3:00 in the morning. You know, I had to walk her, and that's when I seen the coyote. It went up through the Ventura Boys yard right there. And I did have my .45 strapped on that morning, and I did pull the weapon that morning because, you know, coyotes are rabid and everything else, you know, but it left. But that's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Good afternoon. My name is Travis Anderson. I live at 706 Kelly Street in Appalachia, Virginia. I'm with the Wise County Patriots Group, and I'm also a member of Town Council in Appalachia. Just want to approach the board tonight and really hope that this board makes a decision tonight to protect everybody's rights to protect themselves, you know, with their guns. We've been running into some issues, and I've been talking to a lot of the delegates in Richmond. I've contacted these delegates basically every day, and not one of them can tell me with any of the bills that they have passed so far infringing upon our rights on how it's going to make any of us safer. And I'm telling you, folks, it's not going to make anything safer at all, everything that they're pushing. House Bill 961 is the assault firearms ban. There is no true definition of assault firearms. An assault is an action. That means if I was to take a hammer and hit you, that would be an assault weapon. Okay? So there is no true definition of an assault firearm. What they're trying to do, they said they want to ban weapons of war. An AR-15 is not a weapon of war. It is not. Okay? It's not a fully automatic weapon. It's basically just a little bit bigger than a .22 rifle. That's it, pretty much, the shell of it. But the legislation they put out, pretty much, in House Bill 961 by Mr. Delegate Mark Levine, I was on the internet talking to him last night. And I want to tell you all right now, he's a very narcissistic person, very rude, for an elected delegate to come on the internet like he was and talking the way he was treating people last night. It was unbelievable. So anyway, in House Bill 961, I'm going to show you some of the guns. This right here is a typical 12-gauge shotgun made by Mossberg. One side of it's the same thing. So, I'm sorry. But anyway, that being said, they're going to ban this one right here all because of a buttstock. There's no difference between that one and this one at all. This pistol right here, this is an MP40 made by Smith & Wesson. Okay, I've got one. This one right here holds 15 shots. Under his legislation, he's saying if you have anything over 12 bullets, you could be charged with a Class 6 felony. Okay? So, in his bill, if it passes complete legislation, second reading was today, and if it goes through on a third reading, and it goes to the governor's desk, and is signed into law July 1st, basically the only guns that anybody in Virginia can own is a revolver and a bolt-action rifle, and a single-shot shotgun. everybody in this room would probably, even include yourself, would be felons overnight. That is not what we need. He cannot answer any question to us on how this is going to make us safer. Folks, 900, just a little over 900 people, since 1982, have been killed in mass shootings. We all know that's bad, but that's like I said last month. What about the drug overdoses per month? 70,000 Americans die each year from drug overdoses. So, what I'm asking tonight is that you please protect these people here in your town. You've got to remember, they're your constituents. Don't take this personal. Listen to them. They're here for a reason. They're here because they're worried. They want to know that this town council and this town is going to protect them because they work every day. They have jobs. They have families. And they need to know that you have their back as a council, and the police department has their back, because they have every right, every God-given right, to protect their family. A 30-round clip is not for hunting. A 30-round clip is designed specifically and solely for the protection of them from a tyrannical government. That's what it boils down to. So I ask you tonight, listen to your constituents. They are the voice. They are the taxpayers. They are what makes your town operate. So I ask you tonight to please protect their rights, their Second Amendment rights, so they can protect themselves and their family. So that's all I have with the Wise County Patriots group. I hope that y'all make the right decision tonight and stand up for the residents of your town. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, does anyone else wish to speak?
I want to say this. My name is Gary Taylor, and I live at 137 Central Street in a black and white log house. And I want to say this. The Constitution was given to we the people. That's everybody in this room, including you all. Okay? The Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia, being necessary for the security of a free state, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So there's nothing that anybody can do that can override that. And that is for the people, us, to keep us secure from a tyrannical government. And that government is the national, state, and local. Not just the national or the state, but it covers all three of the governments that we have in this country. It covers it all. So that means you all, you're our government here in this town. And we have turned to you on these voting, this voting that we want you to do, to, we want you to pass it. Because we the people have been speaking. And I think that you have too. Maybe not about this, but about other things that are being said and done that are against the Constitution and against our Bill of Rights. The message is short, complete, and simple. The message is also simple. We will not comply with any more infringements on our rights. So we're turning to you. Keep our rights alive and keep your rights alive. You are the government of this town. We're turning to you because that's what that Second Amendment is about. To protect ourselves from an unruly government. And like I said, that unruly government goes from national, state, to local. You are our government. We're depending on you tonight for these rights to be passed. And that's about all I got to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to speak?
name is Paul Laney. I live at 4115 Faith Farms Lane, Coburn, Virginia. I've lived in Coburn all my life. I'm 48 years old. I was actually born in Crab Orchard. My dad delivered me, and I beat what's wrong with him, and I dropped him. My father, I don't know, most of you might know him, is Miller Laney. He's been a preacher. He's worked in town of Coburn as a volunteer rescue squad person back when Coburn had their volunteer rescue squad. I played on every one of these streets when I was little. That was my weekends. I didn't get to go play with the boys. I was playing in the streets while Dad was running around rescue squad. But with all these new bills that they were brought out, my dad hunts, I hunt. My dad had an old, old 30-06, bought a Sears Roebuck. That tells you how old it is. The wood rotted off of him. It was so old. So, being a good son, I thought I was being, I bought him a Thunderhawk stock. According to these new bills that they're wanting to pass, my father, that ain't done nothing wrong in all his life, never been got a ticket, never been arrested for nothing. I've just made my father a felon because he has a Thunderhawk stock. That's not right. And if we don't, and y'all don't, help protect our rights for these guns, we're hurt in a bad way. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, does anyone else wish to speak?
Son's got guns that was passed down from his papa and his great papa. I don't know if any of y'all have guns or not. But if you don't have guns and somebody breaks in your house and they're going to kill you, would you want us to bring our guns over to defend you? Or you just want to say, well, you know, they don't like believing guns, just go ahead and let them kill them. Yeah. I mean, ain't nobody going to come in here and take our guns. I mean, it's going to be another civil war is what it's going to be when they try. That's all I can say.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak?
Ladies and gentlemen of the board, Steve Burke, most of y'all on the board here know me and recognize me. Been in Coburn the biggest majority of my life. My son's graduated from Coburn, so was my daughter. Went to school here and lived here for a long, long time, okay? What I want to get here tonight is what we've been working on here for the past 2 weeks to get this job done here, okay? Between St. Paul and Coburn, there's only two towns that are held out. Norton is committed, and everybody else around here is committed to the cause. Okay? These rights are not men's rights. These are God-given rights. Endowed by our Creator. Okay? Y'all believe in our Creator. These rights come down from Him. Okay? And that's every man. Regardless of race, creed, and color. He has these rights. It's not men's to take. Okay? These are endowed by the Creator. On every man, these rights. And I'm here tonight to say these draconian laws that our governor proposes. And I'm telling you that it is against the law to touch hand defense classes to your children, self defense classes to your daughters. I'm here to tell you tonight there's no piece of paper going to protect your daughters called a restraining order by the 38 whip. All right, What I'm saying is, we should teach all of us, even we have youth hunting days in this county, but we can't teach our sons how to, our grandsons, how to even shoot a rifle or shoot a pistol, because self-defense is illegal in their eyes. How do we hunt a deer? How do we kill a bear? How do we kill a coyote that's eating up our livestock? If we don't have these self-protections, okay? I'm here tonight to say, why the holdout? Y'all have seen social media, y'all know what the fight is. The Attorney General of Wise County is specifically, we don't turn nothing in and we don't register nothing, per se his words, okay? And I believe each and every one of us here feel the same way. It's not there to take people, this is ain't nothing but a confiscation of private property. And ain't nobody taking either, okay? This ain't nothing but theft. If y'all allow this, if we condone this, y'all are just a gift. All right? I beg you y'all, I plead with y'all, you get on board with it, support the people here, within all these committees that we have in Wise County, and it will help you in return. They will do as you wish and work with you in any way they possibly can. And I appreciate your time and your due diligence. Thank you very kindly and have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, does anyone else wish to speak?
My name is Matt Hill. I live at 11003 Pine Camp Road. Mr. Mayor, Board, here to exercise my public expression. When this bill was introduced, Bill 961, it was 18 pages long. They revised it, it was 15 pages long. This is the current revision that's going through. It's 25 pages long. This is a political process, and there's a political monster at the head of it. Politicians will have you believe that this current issue is being forced by a very vocal, misguided minority, an ignorant, ineffective minority. Politicians will have you believe that because other states have or are trying to enact similar legislation, it's legal, and therefore it's right. Politicians will have you believe that because we're tethered to Richmond, we're not permitted to disagree with them, and we should remember our place down here in Wise County. I do not care for politicians. Politicians have no guilt. It shows in the many ways that they vote. A politician that prides itself on their faith may vote against it at any time. A politician who claims to represent their constituency may vote contrary to it because they must vote their conscience. A politician who claims partisanship may vote outside their party lines because it was the right thing to do. The first rule of any organization is to assure that that organization survives at all costs, and that's what politicians do. They seek to assure that they remain in office at all costs, regardless of how many different faces they have to wear. At the end of the day, when their constituents have been betrayed, their conscience has been betrayed, and their party has been betrayed, all that matters to them is that they are still in office. Virginia is in its current situation because of politicians. The idea that the populace is incapable of living without intrusive government oversight is a popular one with politicians. The week of January 12, 2020 marked 101 years since the 18th Amendment was passed. 1 year later, Prohibition was enacted as the law of the land, and for 13 years, the government attempted to legislate the behavior of its citizens, and we all know how that worked out. And nothing was learned. Politicians are regularly so presumptuous to think they can legislate behavior and morality. Restrictions on portion sizes of food and drinks in the fast food industry. Dictating the menu in school lunchrooms. Taxes, sin taxes on alcohol and tobacco. and the hypocrisy of having to be 21 to drink alcohol, but you can die for your country at 18, are but a few examples of government overreach, and the list goes on. The politicians in Richmond who comprised the majority this session ran on tickets that put forth the idea of common sense gun control, only later revealing that to them, common sense gun control consisted of multiple bills, every one of which comprehensively and completely intrude on every level of individual freedom. Was it their faith, their conscience, or their constituents that were behind those? The issue here is bigger than guns. It's something much more common to us all. It's about freedom. Today, these politicians are intruding in our area of interest, something we feel passionately about, and we're asking for your help and support in this fight. If this fight is lost, their next target may be something that you are passionate about. How will you feel when your plea for help falls on deaf ears? It's none of my business why any of you became public servants, but I hope none of you are politicians. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak?
Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
And thank you for hearing us this evening. I really appreciate it. We all appreciate it. I am here as a wife, mother, and grandmother. It is my responsibility to protect my family, my friends, by whatever means I see fit, and to combat the criminal element in any way I see fit. Not the government. The gun control laws that are being forced on the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia are being disguised as a means of making our state safer, which is an absolute hypocrisy. They want to make people safer, but yet they'll kill babies at 9 months.
Amen.
Do not be fooled. The government and his associates want to control the people of Virginia. Once a society is disarmed, they are defenseless, which enables the government to do as they please. Sorry, this is very emotional. Which will no doubt include further stripping away of our rights and your rights. By making the town of Coburn a Second Amendment sanctuary, we are telling Richmond that we will not agree with infringing on our town's people's Second Amendment rights to bear arms, whatever those may be. We will not allocate town funds or resources to do the governor's bidding. I implore you all to think of your families. Think of your family's well-being, as well as the good people of Coburn when making this decision tonight. Thank you for your time. God bless you all.
Ma'am, if you would please give us your name.
Charlotte McConnell.
My name is Charlotte McConnell. I live at 420 Willow Lane here in Coburn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else that wishes to speak?
My name is Chester Conn. I live at 10953 Pine Camp Road here in Coburn. These are my two boys, 12-year-old and 10-year-old. I've raised them up with guns all their life. I've taught them to shoot. Both of them knows how to handle a gun. They both shot shotguns. They've shot rifles, several different types of rifles. They both shot handguns. They've hunted all their life. And I've hunted all my life, and they love it. And a lot of guns that I own, well, I will be affected. And I don't see that that's right. You want to say something? You like hunting? You want to keep the guns when you get old?
Yeah.
What about you? They love it.
Cotton's fun.
Huh?
Cotton's fun.
They've done it since they was kids, since they was old enough to walk. I had to carry him in the woods. And I'm not complaining. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else wishes to speak?
Good evening, council members. My name is Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, Taylor. I'm staying at 137 Central Street. I'm a new citizen here. I moved down here in November. I really love this town. People are very nice. My brother that spoke earlier, he was a Marine in Vietnam. He was a POW for 3 months for our country. I did 8 years in the Navy, honorably discharged, and I'm proud of it. I would do it again for my country. But I'm kind of having mixed feelings now about staying in Virginia and staying here to try to take our Second Amendment rights away. I don't see it. I took the vow to protect the Constitution anyway, from foreign and domestic. And I don't see, if you took our guns away, law-abiding citizens, what's going to stop the real criminals from coming into us? July of this past year, two guys tried to break into my front door. And lucky for me, I had my pistol. And they ran. Day after that, a block away, took a guy, a neighbor was killed because he broke into his house. It was the same two guys that tried to get in my house. Now the military, the people that are serving in the military now, they took the same oath. But I think it'd be kind of sad if they came home, their mom and dad said, well, they came and took all your weapons. Then what am I serving for? I love this country and I'd serve again. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else that wishes to speak?
I'm here. I'm a truck driver. I drive over the road. I have a wife and a six-year-old child at home. The only thing that they have to protect them is their guns. If you all take away our guns and let this happen, I'm going to have to worry. I have enough to worry about to provide for my family. I worked in the coal mines for 7 years. The government's already took away most of our jobs here. And if you all let this pass, then I'm going to have another burden upon my shoulders to worry about my family that's at home. Have y'all ever traveled to California? Y'all ever been to California? I'm asking you.
Yes.
You see what kind of things happen in California, right? You all let this stuff happen right here in our town, and it's going to be right here at our doorstep. People's going to come to your door. They can come in, they'll kill you, and it takes anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes for a police officer to get to your home. You call them and you have somebody come up to your house and see how long it takes. You let somebody break in that door. You let them break in your door and see how long it takes for them to come in and say, give me everything you got. They threaten you. It ain't a safe place. If you ain't got something to protect you, what are you going to do when somebody comes in and they put a gun in your face? Hand your stuff over? I don't want my wife to have to deal with that while I'm gone. I don't want my son to be shot or killed. I want y'all to think about that. And when y'all take a vote, if y'all pass for our guns, for it to be okay, I'm going to hold each and every one of you all accountable. I'm not threatening you, but I'm going to tell you, I will come and I will knock on your door and I'll say, I appreciate y'all getting my family killed. And I will hold you each and every one of you accountable because I'm looking at you face to face. And y'all looking at me face to face. So y'all go ahead and you think about what I'm telling you. Because it could be at your all's doorsteps. You all may have to go away and leave your family, your wife, your husbands. You think about what I have to go through.
Amen.
It's not a good bill to take and think about. Your guns might be taken away, something that might be protecting your family. And that's all I have to say. Thank you all.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else that wishes to speak?
Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Robert Nixon. I live in Riverview, 1171 Old Augusta Road. I was born and raised in Coburn all my life. I served in the military, just like these other men. I took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against foreign or domestic. And that oath didn't have an expiration date. My father, Robert Sr., started taking me hunting when I was 5 years old. And I'm gonna tell you something, it wasn't about what we killed or what we harvested. On those mountains, he taught me the facts of life. He had talks with me about drugs and what they can do to you. He had talks with me about people and how to trust and not to trust and what to look for. Those values was handed down and are still being handed down to father and son, like the father just now with his two boys. I own guns, and I own guns that they're wanting to take. I'll not give them up. I teach my children to hunt. My daughter hunts. She's actually better than I am. She's very good. She showed her old man up many times. Let me tell you something. It's about our values and our rights. God-given rights. God-given rights that was given to us by a society that said no more. Told England no more. And that's what this country was founded on. And it was founded on law-abiding citizens being armed, the right to keep and bear arms.
Amen.
The right to stand your ground and defend what is yours and defend what your loved ones. Now, I have a concealed carry. And a lot of times you'll see me in town, I have a pistol on. But you know something? If something went down and your life was in danger, and there I stand with a pistol, it's my right to protect you. Self-defense, defense of others. Self-defense, defense of others. And I feel like that's my right. Not only to protect me and mine, but to protect everybody around me. If I'm walking through Walmart and I'm armed, nobody knows I'm armed. I don't want you to know I'm armed. I don't want you to know I'm carrying. But if something goes down, I will stand in the gap. That's why I carry. To protect myself and to protect others. That's what it's all about, folks. One other thing. AR-15. When I was in the military, I started out carrying the M16. Fully automatic. It had safe, semi, and fully automatic. I graduated to an M203, which was an M16 with a grenade launcher. And then the first sergeant saw my shoulders and put on the M60. And I carried that bad boy for many a day.
Right on.
Let me tell you something. Those are war weapons. They're fully automatic. And they will tear up whatever you're aiming at. What we have today is a right to defend ourselves. An AR-15, the Glock, I have a Glock, 17 rounds, magazine. Let me tell you something. You take my guns and you leave me defenseless, and the bad guy, he don't care what you say. He don't care. He doesn't care what the government says. He doesn't care what anybody says. He's going to get his weapon on the black market. He's going to get his weapon on the down low. And he's going to have his weapon. And And he's going to break into our homes knowing. You know why people don't break into our homes? They know we're armed. They know that we have here in Southwest Virginia, 95% of the homes are armed. Those weapons are sitting there. They're not hurting no one. They don't get up and walk away and decide that, well, I'm going to go shoot somebody. But they know we are armed. A criminal is less likely to break in your house once he's been shot. He won't do it again. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else that wishes to speak? I see you made it this time.
My name's Michael Dose. I live at 12119 Redford Road. I want to start off saying I've been putting off coming up here because sitting here listening, everybody gets me kind of worked up. I mean, I got two feelings going on right now. And I'm pretty sure everybody's got the first one. I'm pretty angry about this. And the second one is shame. And everybody ought to feel that one if they don't. Because it's really a shame to see people in here. How many of you guys are criminals? That are violent criminals? You got innocent people sitting here throwing excuses to exercise their rights. It's ridiculous. I mean, how many of y'all are actually asking permission to exercise your Second Amendment right?
I ask no man.
How many of you going to do it regardless of what these laws are, if they pass? The thing is, our Constitution is what it is. It's not negotiable.
Amen.
It never was. It's never intended to be. And you got all these bullcrap interpretations. And really, they're nothing but manipulation. That's all they're meant for. And I can sit here, you can throw arguments against the Second Amendment all you want, and I can throw you a better one for it all night long. But that's not what I'm going to do. The thing is, it's people's right. None of these people in here are willing to give it up. Nobody's asking permission. The only thing these people need to know is if they can live right here in their hometown, in their own town, and walk around without fear of being persecuted for exercising their rights. That's it. So, these guys are the good guys. I don't care what anybody says. Gun owners are the good guys.
Yep.
Whoever's against them is a bad guy.
That's right.
Amen. And that's it. That's the bottom line. You guys just take all that into consideration. Thank you.
Anyone else that wishes to speak?
Chad Mullins, 1456 Woodford Road, Coburn, Virginia. First off, I want to thank everybody in here that served our country.
Amen.
Now look at the flag out there and sit and think of how many soldiers have lost their lives to support our constitutional rights. Hitler once said, to take over a country, you must first disarm its citizens.
Right.
If we get disarmed, we're another communist country. The government's got us by the neck. That's just all there is. And me personally, I'm not going to stand here and allow this to happen. I may not have military experience, but I can guarantee you that we've got full support from everybody in here. Especially our military, because these guys didn't die for nothing.
Right.
These guys didn't serve for nothing. These guys served for our rights. That's all I have.
Anyone else that wishes to speak? Last chance. Okay, thank you all. Last month when you guys first came to town council meeting, as we explained to you then, we had nothing to vote on. You guys had approached us on, I think it was Friday, to add it to the agenda, which we did. And at that meeting, we asked a couple of you all to work with our town attorney in order to draft a resolution, and that has happened. So I'm going to make a motion that we approve the Town of Coburn Resolution Number 20-001, which is a resolution to declare the Town of Coburn, Virginia, a Second Amendment sanctuary.
Second.
Okay, I'm going to ask Mr. Williams, our town manager, to read that, please.
Whereas the United States of America is a place in which freedom was won for the final battle of the Revolutionary War in 1781. And whereas Coburn Town Council members have taken the oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, including the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, which reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And whereas the United States Supreme Court affirmed an individual's rights to possess firearms unconnected with service in a militia for lawful purposes such as self-defense within the homes, and affirmed the rights of individuals to keep and bear arms to protect under the Second Amendment the incorporated by the due process clause of the Fourth Amendment, the 14th Amendment, sorry, against the states, and append that firearms that are part of the ordinary military equipment or with use that could constitute for the common defense or protect for the Second Amendment. And whereas Article 1, Section 13 of the Constitution of Virginia reads that a well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is proper, natural, and self-defense of a free state. Therefore, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Whereas Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution of Virginia reads that all men are by natural equally free and independent to have certain inherent rights, and of which, when they enter into the state of society, they cannot by any compact deprive or divest their prosperity, namely the enjoyment of life and liberty with the means of acquiring and possessing property and pursuing and obtaining happiness and safety. And whereas Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution of Virginia reads that all power is invested in the consequently deprived from the people, that magistrates are their trustees and servants, and at all times amenable to them. And whereas certain, this is a hard word for me,
legislation.
Was introduced in the Virginia General Assembly, and certain legislation which has or may be introduced in the United States Congress could have the effect of infringing the rights of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms as guaranteed by the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution and Article 1, Section 13 of the Constitution of Virginia. And whereas the Town Council of Coburn is concerned about the passages of any law containing language infringing of the rights of the citizens, and wishes to express its deeply
commitment
to the rights of all citizens and to the Town of Coburn to keep and bear arms, and whereas the Coburn Town Council expresses the intent to stand as a Second Amendment sanctuary for the Second Amendment opposing within the limits of the Constitution of the United States and the Commonwealth of Virginia any effects to unconstitutionally restrict such rights. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town Council of the Town of Coburn, Virginia, on this 10th day of February 2020, that is hereby declared the Town of Coburn, Virginia, Second Amendment sanctuary, opposing any actions to create law that infringes upon the rights and the law-abiding citizens of the Commonwealth, Under the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 13, and the Constitution of Virginia, be it further resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Coburn directs its staff to forward a copy of this resolution to the town's elected representatives of the Virginia Assembly, the United States Congress, and the Governor of Virginia.
Hey, thank you for reading that. If anyone would like to have a copy of this, they will be available up front. So I think we've got about 70, 75 copies of this, so feel free to grab one if you want to.
Do you want to just land up there and play it?
Yeah. Okay, while you guys grab copies of that, I'm going to open the floor to discussion with the Town Council for this resolution. If we have a motion and second on the floor. So the floor is open to discussion for the Town Council.
Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, I've counted about 14 or 15 folks that have come forward and spoke publicly. And I'll tell you that I certainly appreciate you all doing that. I understand from a personal standpoint how difficult it is to stand up for what you believe in, to stand up and say publicly what you feel and how you believe and why you believe it. And also in the proclamation that our town manager just read, I agree with that. I agree with the vast majority of your all's opinions, the things that you all have said, I can identify with. I've been around guns all my life, as far as I know. There was weapons in my house, my father's, mother and father's house when I was too young to realize that. I have guns in my house now. I served in the United States Marine Corps.
Amen.
Hoorah. I was also deputy sheriff for a good many years. He's also a narcotics investigator with Virginia State Police. Each step, I had to take an oath. If I did not take that oath, either swearing to God or by acclamation or by affirmation, that's as far as I went. I wasn't able to fulfill any obligations. I had no responsibilities if I didn't take that oath. Now, as a young man, being trained in the Marine Corps to carry a rifle, and as Gary will tell you, our primary MOS is a rifle. When the crap hits the fan, no matter what your MOS is, that's what you're expected to do. And Gary will also tell you that whenever we took that oath as a Marine, you didn't question what was told to you. You didn't question your orders. You obeyed them without hesitation. You were expected to do that. It was demanded of you to do that. When I transferred, or whenever I became a law enforcement officer, I also took notes. And as a constitutional officer employee, each time there's an election, those constitutional officer employees have to take the oath again. So every 4 years, I had to take that oath. And I had, as a young man, I had to try to understand, what does that oath actually mean? What does that mean to me? And what I'm speaking about, it's my opinion. It's how it applies to me. I certainly am not trying to influence in any way, anybody's vote, their thoughts, their feelings, how you believe. I agree with you all. I agree with you. But my interpretation of that oath, whenever I was a young man, and as I progressed through my law enforcement career, I was the chief investigator for many years, and my responsibility was, I arrived after the excitement was over. whenever that person had been shot, robbed, whatever, I arrived late. And the first thing I had to ask myself every time, do I have a legal right to be here? If I didn't have a legal right to be there, meaning either I had to get a search warrant or a victim may not want me there, whatever the circumstances were, but that's the first thing I had to ask. And I always, and a lot of times, I was out there by myself making those kind of decisions until somebody smarter arrived, the Commonwealth Attorney, hopefully. And he, I was always in constant contact with him. So in my mind, from military through law enforcement, I had a very strict interpretation of what that oath meant to me. And what that oath meant to me was that I was to follow orders, period. I don't know anything else. That's how I survived. That's how I lived. To my knowledge, and I had several cases to go to the Virginia Supreme Court that I was directly responsible for. To my knowledge, and I'm 99.9% sure, never did I have, was there any of those cases overturned because I violated someone's civil rights. We just didn't do that. I would never do that. I would never advocate for anybody violating your civil rights. That's not right. That's wrong. But again, in my mind, I believe I don't have the authority to vote for this. It doesn't mean that I don't agree with you. It just means that my authority as a council person for the town of Coburn, do I have the authority to challenge the Constitution of Virginia when I have sworn an oath, a divine oath? And to me, that divine oath means that if I violate that oath, that I'm asking for God's retribution to come down on me. And I do a good enough job getting his retribution already without inviting. I'm not going to do that. I'm not against you all. I applaud you. I am speaking my mind as you speak yours. I just ask that you understand that, again, I'm not against what you stand for. I want you to continue to do that. That's exactly what I expect you all to do. I know every community in this county. I've been there. I've worked horrible crimes from Honey Branch to Exeter for many years. And you're right, guns don't cause the act. Guns are sometimes used. And I agree with you that I didn't hear anybody say this, but in my mind, it's the mental health issues that needs to be concentrated on. There are some people out there that should not have a gun. I'm not talking about you all. They shouldn't have a car. They shouldn't have shoestrings in their shoes. You know, it gets to that point sometimes, and you all understand what I'm saying, I think. I hope you understand that. So my vote is going to be no, not based on what you stand for. I stand there with you. If I was just a citizen and not an elected official, I may have a different opinion. But I'm asked to give an opinion tonight as an elected official, and it's just mine. I'm not asking my fellow council members to vote with me, to vote against me. I'm not asking you all to agree with me or disagree. That's your choice. That's your right. You're doing exactly what you should do. Don't let anybody stop you from doing that. You don't need permission to stand up and speak your mind, no matter where you're at, no matter what body you're addressing. Do that boldly, like I know that the people from Wise County will do. With that, I'll yield back.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, Kathy, if you're there, roll call vote, please.
Mike Holbrook?
No.
Jeff Kaiser?
Yes.
Devin Tay Mooney?
Yes.
Sharon Steele?
Yes.
Nancy Cap?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Okay, I think there's some additional copies of this resolution up front. If anyone did not get a chance to grab one, feel free to do so. Thanks. going to call for a 10-minute recess for this council.